Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerusham, it's your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Ayin Dalad in the Lizva Hodor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Alocha Ches. Starting four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Ol Beis. Says more about Taniken, it says in the Braisa, so when the Yerushalmi says Taniken, it's not necessarily a raya or a continuation of the previous sugya. And this is one example of a new sugya. Here's the Gemara brings a braiso. Ezui anino. What is considered to be oinin? How long a one is considered to be oinin? We learned in the Mishnah that you cannot bring korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mishas miso v'ashas kvuro divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says from the time of death until the time of burial. V'chachorim oimrin kol yom kulo, the entire day, even after burial, the entire day. So the Gemara asks, "Oh my, kalos lechamaros al the Rebbe? We find a kulo and a chumro by Rebbe when they find out on daf atap. Kalos lechamaros al the Rabbanon. We find a kulo and a chumro by Rabbanon." Explains the Gemara, "Kalos al the Rebbe meis v'nikvar b'shaisoi. If you have a meis who died and immediately was buried, al daite the Rebbe ino yosur lo oiso sho b'vat. According to Rebbe, it's going to be yosur in kachim only that hour between the miso and the burial." Al daik to the rabbanon, but according to rabbanon, also kol hayom kuloi. According to rabbanon, is going to be also the entire day, even after the burial, until the evening. Kalos of the rabbanon, there will be a kulo by rabbanon. Meis nikvar lachar shloisha yomim. If he died and was buried 3 days later, al daik to the rabbanon, also kol hayom. According to rabbanon, is also only one day, only the day of the miso. Al daik to the rabbi also at shloisha yomim is also for 3 days. Because the Gemara understands now, the Kuru to Rebbe is also until the Kvura, until the burial, even if the burial took 3 days later. And according to Rabbanon, it's 1 day, regardless when the burial was. So the Gemara, that's not true. So Ravo, B'Shua Be'echanon, Rav Chuno, Tayyar and Amrin, they both said, Moide Rebbe, Chachon, Mishen, Osir, Eloi, Soyon, Bavad. According to Rebbe, you're not going to be also more than 1 day. Rebbe says he's also only until the Kvura, but the max amount is until the end of the day, like Rabbanon. And I bring a raya to that from a raiso. Rabbi said, I'll tell you, there's no oin in the night. As we learned in our Mishnah, one who's oin in that night, he can eat the korban Pesach. It comes out of that. The oin in during the day, that's mina toyo. Now what we're talking about, was the maize buried or not buried? If he was buried already, so even during the day is not oinin the entire day, according to Rebbe. He'll be oinin only until the burial. Elamai, you have to say, we're talking about that he was not buried that day. And still, Rebbe says that he's oinin only 1 day, not the evening. So you see, he agrees with Rabbanon on that nekuda. So they want to know, that's not a good raya. Rebbe Rabbanon b'shor chizdo, tipoter, I'll explain it. Perishinikva im dimdu me'acham. He was buried right before the evening. So therefore, when it comes the evening, it was already after the burial. You have no raya here. That's what, when Rebbe says that he's oinin during the day, but not during the night, could be he's talking about that he was buried right before the evening, and maybe if he was not buried, he will still be oinin until the burial. Rav Obshav Lozor in Anino El Meis Milvat says, you should know the concept of oinin. The concept that oinin, the tsar of the aninus, is only by miso, only when one has a relative that passed away. He brings a pasuk from Yeshayahu that says over there, "V'onu l'shan oinin, v'ovlu l'shan aveilus psachel." Psachel means when they had to bury a mace, so the openings of the city will mourn the mace. So you see that oinin is written regarding a mace. Heisei Avchir Barado, so Avchir Barado asked, "V'achtiv," it says in Yeshayahu in another parak, "V'onu had the yogim, the fisherman will be sad." And all the fishermen will be in a velus. We talk about that the rivers will dry out and there will be no fish. So you see, the Loshon Oinin refers to not only miso, but also when someone loses his parnaso, someone loses his source of livelihood, also has oinin. So with the braisa means, meaning, yes, oinin means tsar, and that can refer to many different cases. But the oinin that he becomes a tamen, he can't eat kachim, that's only an oinin for a mace. So the Tani says in the Baiso, Yom Shmio ki Yom Kvuro le Karea ve'le'ibu. The day that someone heard, that a mace and his family died, even though it was not the day of burial, it will be like a day of burial regarding kareya, regarding kriya of the Hasadunas clothing. Uliyibul for Avelus to one Indian, the spheres Shiva, spheres Shloshim, and the 7 days of Avelus and the 30 days of Avelus. That's regarding the Korean Avelus. But Le'echel de Kotchim, but he Kotchim, Hareyu ki Likud Atzomus. Then he has the din of Likud Atzomus. Likud Atzomus means when he moves the bones of his relatives from one place to another. And there he can eat already in the evening. And the Gemara understands that we're talking here specifically regarding Korban Pesach, because the Brisa is talking about Korban Pesach. So he asks the Gemara, but we learned in our Mishnah, the Likud Atzomus, Toyu Vloichel de Kotchim, that if you're just moving bones from place to place, not only Korban Pesach you can eat in the evening, but any kotchim you can eat in the evening. Answers the Gemara, speaking that he buried him in the evening, meaning the moving of the bones happened after dark. And the chiddush is that he could still eat Korban Pesach that same evening. So even though usually Oinin will be the day of burial, and then that day is Asur, but that's only when it was an actual burial, that the Oinin is the Eraisa. But here he was only moving bones from place to place, is only Derabanan. So therefore, once he buried the mace, he can eat Korban Pesach that night, but not Kotchim. Says the Gemara with mace, the Kavur or Chelz be Kotchim. But if the burial happened the night, he can eat Pesach that night, the Gemara disagrees with that. The way you read the Brayso, so we talk about Shmiyah in both cases. Shama shemeis to meis mitmol, toivil voichel bekotchim. He heard that someone in the family died already the day before. That night he eats kotchim. Shama shenitlak to loet samas mitmol, toivil voichel bekotchim. And if he heard that the bones were moved yesterday, so then he eats kotchim that night as well. But if the actual move of the bones will happen tonight, he won't eat Pesach, Korban Pesach that night. So the maskana according to this is, if someone moves bones from place to place, he's also that day to eat Pesach, but if he just heard about the moving of the bones, so then he can eat the next day, meaning he heard about the next day, so he can eat that evening in Korban Pesach. Rabbi Chaim brings another way to explain the Gemara, but we'll stay with this one. So the Gemara, Tanya, Mavir, Oru, and Mimokam, Lomokam, someone who moves a coffin from place to place, not the actual bones, ain't bo mishum likud atzomus. It doesn't have likud atzomus, he's not late Korban Pesach. Ma'avacha, ado de'atomet be'orin shel evin. That's what we talk about, a coffin made out of stone. So it's not considered to be that he actually moved the bones. Our Boron shall hates, but if it's a coffin made out of wood, yes, but Mishum Likud Atzom is considered to be that he didn't move the bones. And the Korban Ed explains that Evan means it's still in the ground, but the wood, it's already out of the ground. Omar B'Yisabiso argues, if the Boron shall hates, ain't but Mishum Likud Atzom is, even in a coffin made out of wood, it's not Likud Atzom is. Ezo Likud Atzom is, what is the moving of the bones? He moves them in a small cloth from place to place, meaning not in a coffin. He says, you know what the kutza means? He moves bone by bone. He literally moves the actual bones. The Bryce says something similar. He moves bone by bone after the flesh decomposes. Similar Tani, it says in the Braisa, ain't Shmuel the liquid atzomus. Different than what we said in the beginning of the Amud. If someone just hears about liquid atzomus the next day, there's no din avelus. That's if he heard the next day. If he heard that day about the bones of his relatives being moved from place to place, so there's a din of liquid atzomus that he's also to eat kosher that day. Says the Gemara, "V'yesh shear liquid atzomus." Is there any amount of bones that need to be moved in order to have the din of liquid atzomus? Says the Gemara, "Tana mikamaychi." That's the name of a man d'omar. Kamir of Zoyiro, he's in front of Zoyiro. Ain't shear liquid atzomus. There's no measurement. Even the smallest amount of bones being moved makes a person have a din of liquid atzomus because there's no shear over there. The Gemara concludes the sugi and says, "Kado." What was the psak halacha? Mano oyrile of Hilil the Kifer, Mano Paskin, Travil the Kifro, Le Kroyolis Abil Kravacha. So there is a liquid at Somos and an Oroin Shil Aids regarding a coffin made out of wood, like Kravacha, for Kriya and Avails. The Shiloyli Tamois, but a Koyin should not become Tome, Kerabioisi. Like a Basi that says, no, if you're doing it in a coffin, it's not considered to be liquid at Somos, until you move the bones in the cloth. So a kohen is not allowed to be metamet to a relative unless it's a kavura. So if you hold in the coffin, moving the coffin from place to place, it's not a kavura, a kohen is not allowed to become tamei, so you went to chumra on both sides. Similar Tani says in the Braisa, likuti atzamos, when you move bones from place to place, in umrim melem kino venehi. You don't make the tefillin hespedim, then you make it a mes. You don't mean the bracha you're doing by avelim, and you don't do terchum yavelim. I can explain. It's elim brikas avelim. Mashem oimrim beis haknesses. The bracha they say in shul. Chaim says it refers to what we learned in the Bavli that it's a bracha they used to make in the rechavo, and they did a bracha to the oven. What is elim terchum yavelim? Mashem oimrim b'shura. After the burial, they stand in two lines and they say terchum yavelim to the oven. So the more, you still say things on them. What's the things? When the kiss you have in kilusim, meaning you say a hesped on him. So the kino in kinim refers to specifically types of kinois, very unique eulogies they used to make. But just to say shvach about the mace they used to do. Continues the Gemara going back to the Mishnah that says that the Chamei says that a ger was in his gayer, so he goes to the mikvah and he can eat Pesach that night. So the more, time with the Chamei, what's the reason of the Chamei? Atem u'shvichem. It says regarding Milchemes Midyon, that the ones that came back from the Milchama, they had to do Taharo of Shlishi v'Shvi, meaning to sprinkle the Mechatos on the third and seventh day. It says you and the ones that you captured. Ma'atem lo nitmeisim at shenichastem labris. You became Tomei only after you were Jewish. Ashvichem lo nitmeisim at shenichastem labris. Means they have the same din, that you could only have din Shlishi v'Shvi until you become Jewish. Ma'atem lo nitmeisim. What's the reasoning of B'Silil that they said that a ger after he was this guy, he has to count 7 days before he could do Korban Pesach. Atem u'shvichim, comparing you to who, the ones you captured. Ma'atem tunim azoy b'shlishu v'shvi. Same way, the Am Yisrael need to do azoy on the third and the seventh day in Mechemes Midyon. Ashvichim tunim azoy b'shlishu v'shvi. So also the ones you captured have the same din. Says the Gemara, ve'einu muchvar. This is not clear. Meaning this source of Beis Hillel, that's not really the source. How do we know that? Tomar of Chia by Yosef, we're in the Fainan with Aleph. Gidu ba minyam mishim rav, moite bis hilil shim ovar vizoyg sadam shorzo. Bis hilil agreed if someone did throw the blood of Koran Pesach on the ger, it does work. So you see from here that according to Bis hilil, it's not a deraiso that a ger cannot do Koran Pesach right away. Because if not, it will not work with the Evet. It's only did the Rabbanah, as we mentioned in Mishnah, as the Bavli says, because maybe the year after someone was a ger, would say last year I touched the mace, and it just ate Korban Pesach that night. So this year should be the same. And he'll not know the year before he just converted. And now he's already a Jew. So that's why Rabbi Silo goes there, they needs to have Shlishi Vishvi, has to have Azoy on the third and seventh day. It's only Din Derabbanan, not a Din Deraiso. With this we conclude, Yushalim Sochim Dafayim Dalet.